Hello, welcome back to the Irish Min. It's Friday, January 20th. Closing out the week strong. Thank you very much for sticking in on this real low energy week. We got one of those sleepy Joe Biden low energy weeks. Just kidding. I don't think Biden's fine. It was very funny when Trump said that he was low energy. I think that's who he was talking about, right? Wasn't it Biden? Anyway, very funny to accuse someone of being low energy. I'm low energy. I'll freely admit it. I don't care. I don't have energy to do shit anymore. I barely have enough energy to do this podcast, which is just sitting and watching a movie for 5 minutes every week. Back, by the way, still hurting. I'm in a lot of pain. I think I need a new desk chair or something because this is, God, I hate it. I hate how we're all just chained to these computers. Anyway, let's stare at the computer a little bit more. I hope you're not staring at a computer, whatever you're doing right now. I hope you're driving or perhaps working out. Maybe you're playing this publicly for a group of friends. You got to listen to this Irish Men podcast. Speaking of, I keep being told, begging for good reviews on the iTunes store and other various podcast places is a good practice. So I'm going to do that now. Please leave a 5-star review if you like it, if you like this, if you're out there and you haven't done that yet. You know, we're getting back into the groove this year in 2023, and I'm really looking forward to closing this thing out strong. I swear to God, I'm going to finish this movie by the end of 2023. I think it's going to happen in the next couple months, actually. I really do believe that. I feel a renewed energy, and it's all thanks to you folks. That being said, we have got to finish this week so that I can stop sitting in this chair and go enjoy the weekend. We're checking into Hojo's, baby. We've got Russ Buffalino and Frank Sheeran. Now, I can't help but notice Frank Sheeran was filling out his name on the hotel room. I think that's a thing he does regularly, right? He was doing that with Hoffa. Does the hotel in his name so that there's no questions about, you know, tracking any of these guys. He's sort of the fall man, I guess. And we're waiting on word of who is the little guy they keep talking about. We know that they are on their way to Ray Romano's wedding because he's the Bill Buffalino character. And it's hour 2, minute 26. They're on the road trip. Are we all caught up? Do I need to keep going or can we just start the next min? Okay. I'm going to start the next min right now.
That's for you.
Yeah. He says that's for you. He didn't even hand him the money. That's incredible. I love that. Someone else hands someone a tip and you go, that's for you. Enjoy that. Don't spend it all in one place. Okay, so they're at the pool. They're just kind of hanging out.
What time you got, Frank?
Russ just came back from the phone.
I'm five. Five, huh? Maybe you should give Jimmy a call. I mean, he said he was going to think about it, right?
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. The pressure's on, dude. Oh, imagine being stuck in a car with a mob.
So when are you getting in?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because...
Okay, that's the min. Oh, and he was literally... I don't know. Is this a spoiler if I say this? What? I don't think... I'm not counting into the min. We'll save it for next week. No, I'll tease it. Paused it. And Hoffa, Pacino as Hoffa... has not uttered this line yet, but the subtitle reads, I changed my mind about the other thing. Oh, what does that mean? Does he change his mind about the little guy, or he changed his mind about the wedding or the meeting as a whole? What does that mean? Wow, serendipitous how we always end these Fridays on great cliffhangers. If I actually did this podcast every week, like I said I was going to, it would have been laid out pretty nicely, I think. Oh, well. What else happened? Oh, they were in the late 60s, early 70s Hojo, which just seems like peak Hojo time. The Howard Johnsons. Man, I wish I lived in the time of road trips and Howard Johnsons. That seems like it was cool as shit. But we didn't have anything cool like that. You know, What did you and I have growing up? Red Roof Inns next to the interstate. Blech. No thanks. Holiday Inns. Holiday Inn Express. Yikes. Next to concrete. They're in like in the wilderness. There's a pool. And hotel pools. Oh my God. Could you imagine going into a hotel pool today? Like begging for hepatitis or some sort of horrible skin fungus. No, thank you. I will just stay in my room, taking too long. I'll take a cold shower. I don't care. I'm not getting in the pool. No, thanks. What else? I don't know. It's the end of the week. I'm telling you, leave that great review for more content just like this. But this is a little bit of a connector week. All right. Monday, we start fresh. Thank God this was a short week. I have got to get out of this chair. See you Monday.